This is Ozarks at Large. The University of Arkansas Music Department continues to go about its usual semester as much as possible. There are still recitals, classes, and rehearsals in this age of social distancing and Zoom conversations. Next week, the jazz area of the music department will host an open house, a virtual open house, free for anybody, including prospective students and parents. Friday, we reach Jake Herzog, the coordinator and senior instructor for guitar at the university, to ask about the open house and about how music educators and musicians have dealt with the past 8 months. He says while an open house is not a new idea for the department, the virtual version is new.
Yep, sure is. Just in the same way as so much of the music community has moved its activities online, we are doing the same with our first ever virtual open house. And this is an opportunity for us to invite folks in, metaphorically speaking and virtually speaking, to see a little bit about what we do in the jazz program. And most importantly, a chance to meet some of the faculty and ask questions, learn about the program. It's a new program, so we're definitely committed to these kind of things in order to spread the word and let the music community know that we now offer this program. And importantly, you know, there's so many of us that are musicians that are usually out and about in the community, performing, teaching, and doing all sorts of musical engagement. And those opportunities have been few and far between during the pandemic. So this is, I hope, one way that we can recreate some of those connections a little bit.
The virtual open house events begin on December 2nd. There are four over the course of 3 days. And I love the titles, Virtual Observation, Beginning Jazz Combo, Virtual Observation, World Music Ensemble. I guess that's exactly what it is, right? Observation?
Yeah, so one of the most interesting things, and I think potentially a positive outcome from all of our virtual teaching collectively, and when I say all of our, I mean every music educator on the planet.
Right. Right.
is we've got to explore some really cool methodologies and interesting ways to connect with students and teach material and kind of explore music together. And so these three ensembles have all been doing different things this semester, from virtual recording projects to ear training and performance projects to studio recording and actual physical performing on occasion. This is a way that we can have prospective students and jazz educators and fans kind of see what some of our faculty have been doing virtually in terms of instruction, and also to say that we offer a lot in this program and we'd love to show it off.
The final of the four events is on December 4th from 4 to 5. It's Meet the Faculty at our Virtual Jazz Hang. So what's going to happen at the Virtual Jazz Hang?
Well, we're going to share with everyone sort of the short commercial about our program. And as I was saying, most importantly, it's a chance for people to meet and interact with some of our faculty. And I know I can at least speak for myself as a musician when I say I certainly miss some of that community interaction that comes with just performing, going to concerts, going to other people's gigs, going to concerts from touring artists where we all sort of get to jazz out together a little bit. And so that's kind of what we're going for here. We want to invite folks in and say, come and meet some of the faculty. We have even a new faculty member in our program this year. And also just to say that you know, we are dedicated to making music continue and thrive and flourish in every situation that the world ever throws at us.
Let me ask you a couple of questions as an educator, a music educator. Now, educating, you know, lessons, music done virtually isn't new to the pandemic, but what has it been like for you this academic year? What's been your approach and how has it worked with students?
Well, that's a great question, and you know, I hope that lots of musicians get a chance to chat about this with you. My approach from the beginning was simply to say that this has forced, in some sense, musicians to consider the possibilities and opportunities in new modes of art and music creation and music interaction. So, you know, we have different modes of interaction between the creator of music and the consumer of music, like virtual concerts, video game concerts like Travis Scott and those kinds of things. And then we have new modes of art that are open to musicians that have been there for a while, but are now in the mainstream, like whether that's a virtual performance done live or pre-recorded performances or the kinds of performances that are popular online where there's multiple folks playing at different times that then get synchronized. And so these are contemporary forms of musical expression that I think are really wonderful and in some sense cutting edge. So my philosophy for some of this time has been, I want to explore that. And so most of the teaching I've done has been either solely dedicated to technique and theoretical elements of the styles that we love to teach, but also, in trying to engage folks in these new modes of presentation.
Has your time or relationship with the guitar changed at all in the last 8 or 9 months?
Well, what a great question. In the sense that I wake up every day and try to get a little better than I was the day before, not really. But in the sense that I certainly now view the guitar more than ever as an input-output device. And by that, you know, your technique and your knowledge become the input. And if anything, the virtual world that folks have been occupying during the pandemic has shown us how much can come from the output, whether it's the intersection of physical instruments like the guitar with technology and MIDI, which of course has been around for a long time, but now is front and center more than ever, or whether that's how does the guitar paint with colors or paint with letters or create the kinds of output that become either a visual presentation or that become some kind of other sensory experience. And so to me, this is just a reminder that more than ever, an instrument is really an output device for whatever you can imagine to do with it.
Finally, do you think some musicians, because of their choice of instrument, have fared better? I mean, have you had conversations with, your fellow faculty members like Fernando Valencia, who's a percussionist, or some of the others that, like, a guitar can be a solo instrument. You can compose and you can play, and while it can be part of an ensemble, it can be its own thing. I'm wondering if some other musicians who have instruments that are not as often thought of as solo instrument have had it a little bit tougher.
You know, I could probably most accurately speak only as a guitar player.
Sure.
But I do think that, there is wonderful solo repertoire for a lot of instruments, and our students and faculty have been very creative in terms of doing things like either working with pre-recorded tracks or sometimes making the tracks themselves, or a lot of folks have used this as an opportunity to study arranging and composition, and the student is then involved in not just playing their part, but creating or composing the accompaniment parts, and very often recording them. I will say that some modes of musical expression, whether they be large choirs or large ensembles in general, or even just the intimacy of vocals and piano, I mean, those things all have their own intrinsic challenges that people have been trying to navigate since the beginning of the pandemic. And I think that, you know, if this has taught us anything, it's how resourceful and creative musicians as a species sort of really are. And I'm continually impressed on a daily basis, whether it's looking at musical art expressions online or sitting in on panels of people discussing music pedagogy or just all the other ways that, and even outside of music, I mean, there's been some extremely creative adaptations all across the educational space. And so in some sense, those are nice reminders of how creative people can be and how resilient people can be.
Jake Herzog, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with the virtual open house. And when we can open up our building and the Furman Garner studio again, please bring your guitar and your friends and play for us, okay?
Oh, I can't wait. That'll be a good day. Thank you so much for having me.
Jake Herzog is the coordinator of the jazz area of the University of Arkansas Department of Music and a senior instructor of guitar at the University of Arkansas. The virtual open house is December 2nd through the 4th. You can find the schedule and the links at jazz.uark.edu. Our conversation took place Friday afternoon via Zoom.